The Money Show.
Small business.
Small Business Focus brought to you by Isuzu EasyGo. Why own a pre-built truck when you can rent it? Thanks to creative solutions from Isuzu Finance. T's and C's apply. Pablo Fatidis, when should you change your focus? Because your focus is different from the company's focus. Your focus is the founder. Your focus is the person who is ultimately responsible for the sustainability of this thing. Once it's up and going, at what point do you change your focus for growth? Help.
You know, Bruce, it's. I've been thinking so much around this for the simple fact that, you know, we've spoken about it a couple of times before where we talk about automatic experience or unconscious competence. You're in your business, you're doing well, you're trundling along, you're out there battling all the issues that were raised in the first 15 minutes of this hour, and you can fall into a habit and you can fall into a practice. And I've seen it time and time and time and time again. It never, ever serves you. It happened within my own family. I witnessed it there. It happens statistically across the US specifically, which is a very, very large market. About 94.6% of companies started simply closed down because they eventually peter out, whether it be you and your energy or whether it be the business itself. So we have to look at certain triggers. We've got to try and find some indicators that, in a sense, send up a flare and say, it's time to change. It's time to focus on something different in order to traverse the growth cycle and develop your business, much like you develop a body. It goes through a life cycle of development. You now need to concentrate your attention on something different and move into a different place or space. And very often, those numbers are indicated by revenue or profit. And every time you have a discussion around growing a business, growing its revenue, growing its profit, increasingly, for some reason that I just cannot understand, it's almost seen as negative, especially if you are growth intended and you're doing well and you are single-minded. And yet, it doesn't allow the debate to flourish. And it's the debate that we need to have so you know when to switch gear from first to second to third to fourth, and then eventually when you arrive, park and exit the car successfully for a capital gain.
So, I mean, we can look at, I don't know, organic growth, accelerated growth, next level growth, capital growth. Let's pick one. Let's just pick one. The first stage of growth in terms of you get to a point where your systems are working because you've got systems because you listen to Pavlov. You've got a team. People are working. They are delivering on the systems that you've developed, built and designed. And you're looking at this and you're saying, okay, we need to grow this business's revenues by 30, 40% this year. I don't know, pick a number. What's realistic? 30, 40% for our small business? I think that's doable.
Absolutely doable. And incidentally, you don't need to be in a growing economy to be able to secure the 30, 40%. So let's say you built the business correctly. You've built it smartly. You know what business you are in, and it's got nothing to do with your product or service. It's got everything to do with who the customer group that you serve defines your business. You've got nice, steady organic growth. Organic growth is where, Bruce, you're spending about 30% of your time operating the business. And in that 30%, you're growing at your 10, 15% per annum, and your revenue and profit track each other. So if your profit is, let's say, 20% of your revenue or 10% of your revenue, your organic growth sees your business grow on a compounded basis year on year on year on year at, let's say, 10%. But the profit relationship to turnover, revenue, sales remains the same. If 30% of your time is spent doing that and those two are tracking each other, that's the first indicator that you need to now turn your attention to the next type of growth. And that type of growth is all about accelerated growth. It means that you've got product market fit, if I'm going to use really fancy, highfalutin investment language. The market likes what you have to offer. You're doing it consistently. You're doing it well. And in that case, your attention should then be to dominate that particular market segment. I'm not talking about dominating the entire market. Every industry is broken up into groups of customers or clients or segments. and you're going to choose to dominate one of those segments. So when your revenue and your profit are marrying and tracking each other nicely and comfortably, what you then want to do is focus on massively lifting your revenues. And that is by earning more of the market that you've decided to dominate. When that happens, the quantum, in other words, the weight of profit will grow. The percentage of profit to revenue will stay the same, but the quantum will grow. And as that grows well, and you start making 10, 15, 20% inroads into that segment, the next flare goes up. And that's when you have to start focusing on what we refer to as next level growth. And Bruce, the art of next level growth is to keep the definition of your business in the market and the relationship of the business in the market, in other words, your brand, consistent, but bring in a new stream of revenue that doesn't see your costs rise nearly as much as it has or as they have to achieve the current revenue you have. Because what you want in next level growth, either through new products or new markets or innovation, is to increase significantly your revenue and increase the profitability of your revenue by making sure that in achieving that increased revenue, you've done so on a very moderated cost base.
Pablo, we're going to leave it there, I think, but thank you. Pablo Fotidis from Auric Business Accelerator. Getting to a point where you're ready to grow, making sure that you are super fit and ready to grow because you want to grow into a market, not be sort of have your growth chased at you. And you want to be very clear, make sure that you are able to grow and make sure that you are in a position to grow. And Pablo taking us through those stages of growth tonight here on The Money Show.